From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
In today's episode, we're taking a dive into all the biggest stories from behind palace walls over the past week. Prince William has re-emerged after Kate's shock cancer video, Prince Harry suffered a legal blow, and Meghan's made a big move with her long-awaited new business venture. Plus, I'm going to tell you all about the weird detail from the early days of Prince Charles and Diana's romance that you've probably never heard before. It is a big episode of From the Newsroom. We'll get underway in just a moment.
We've received breaking news from Buckingham Palace, which has announced that the King has been diagnosed with cancer.
A shocking reveal from the UK today as Princess Kate shares with the world her cancer diagnosis.
My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
After all the drama of King Charles's cancer diagnosis into the Kate Middleton speculation and culminating in her own shock cancer reveal, the royals have been keeping a pretty low profile of late. But having had a quiet private family holiday with his three kids and Kate, Prince William has stepped back into the spotlight with a sweet nod to his absent wife. It was a double header day for him on Thursday. First up, he pitched in to help cook and then load food into the vans at a food distribution charity in Surrey, where he promised a well-wisher that he was taking good care of Kate. He then headed to West London, where he visited a youth centre. It's going to be a tough gig for William in the coming months as he juggles stepping up with the duties attached to being the heir to the throne while his father's undergoing cancer treatment, and also supporting his wife during her cancer battle. And of course, part of that is making sure their three young kids are able to keep some normalcy about their life. So there's a lot on his plate. Okay, moving on now to Prince Harry. He suffered another major blow in his battle over the loss of his UK police protection. Okay, first, for context, Harry's launched legal action over the British Home Office's decision to revoke his personal security after he quit royal duties and moved to the US. Earlier this year, the High Court ruled that the government department's approach was neither irrational nor procedurally unfair, so a loss for Harry back then. This week, his bid to appeal that decision was rejected. It's not the end of the road, though. He's still able to put in a direct request to the Court of Appeal. Now, the last bit of royal news for you this week, we finally got our first look at what Meghan's long-awaited new business venture will actually offer. About a month ago, Meghan launched her new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard, on Instagram with a fairly mysterious short video and link to a website which just had an option to join the waitlist. Anyway, videos have surfaced over the last few days of friends and influencers close to the Duchess unboxing quite lavish little packages of jam, all with handwritten numbers on them. So there you have it. First cab off the rank for Meghan's new company is jam. Next up, I'll tell you all about Charles's secret royal romance that came before Diana, and it's a little close to home.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Mrs. Parker Bowles was a factor in the breakdown of your marriage?
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
So everyone knows the Charles and Diana story. Even the non-royal watchers are pretty much across every aspect now, thanks to The Crown. But did you know that Charles actually dated Diana's older sister, Sarah, before getting together with his future wife? There were even rumours the pair could get engaged, but she quashed that herself while telling reporters about a ski trip she'd taken with the future king to Switzerland in the late 70s. Sarah firmly told them there was, and I quote, no chance she'd marry him because she didn't love him. Ooh, burn. Anyway, he moved on to her younger sister, and the rest, as they say, is fairly dramatic history. That's it for this royal edition of From the Newsroom. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with another update on Monday morning.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to
to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.